Wait, we're good? We're going? It's going. All right. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi. This is the Comedy Club Podcast. I'm Dustin Kaufman. And with me, old friend, very funny, beautiful human being, Mr. Chris Cope.
Hey, I'll take that. That's a great comment. Thank you.
Hi, Chris.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
I know it's funny because you just walked in and I was like, hey, we can catch up. Or we can go do the podcast. I'm like, we'll do both. We'll
just catch up on the podcast.
Yeah, man.
I needed a break, and then I kind of got under the weather, so I've just been recovering from that. And
no, I appreciate it, because sometimes when people force themselves, like when they're sick, I'm like, can you not?
I'm not trying to get people sick.
No, I know.
Staff, comics, anything like that. So
you could decimate your entire payroll.
Yeah, and I'm already like, I'm just, like I said, I just went out of town with the kids, and as soon as I got out of town, it hit me, and I was like, this is going to be a long...
Because it's probably freezing cold up in New York, right?
No, it was just when I got to New York, I got sick. Man, I had an apartment in New York, like 2010-ish, and when I first moved there, I got so sick. Like, the sick... And I had another buddy who would live there. He's like, dude, when I first moved here, I got... Like the sickest I've almost ever been. He's like,
your body has
germs that.
Yeah, your body's battles. Either it kills you or you'll never be sick again. Like, you'll never get anything. Like, you're steep in the muck of New York.
Just the subway and everything.
So I go swim in the Santa Monica Beach, man. Whatever gets that coats on me, I didn't get COVID. I went to any state that would deny science.
Oh, really?
And I never got it. My brother got it 3 times. That fucker does CrossFit.
Wow.
But I cannot live people. I'm good at that shit.
So congratulations on everything.
I know, dude. Well, it's funny because I was also up for 2 other things. Like, it went from just like after the pandemic, it was just, it's been tough. Like, because a lot of clubs, you know, are just, you still love me, but like a lot of clubs are just like, if you cannot sell a certain amount, they won't even answer an email.
Social media is huge. It's become an undeniable necessity for
I'm a
comedians.
Fan. I mean, the thing is, for every person that maybe gets, I won't say unfair, but I'll say premature exposure. That's the best way to put that, because that's what it is. In a perfect world, that guy who or girl, whoever would get super successful, they want it to happen when it's the most advantageous. Being 4 years in and barely like a middle or an MC, and then all of a sudden you have enough clips, and it's like, CAA reps me now. It's like, well, cool, but what are you going to sell?
Yeah.
Are people really going to spend $100-something?
Well, maybe.
To come see you.
Are they going to sell versus what are they going to do once they get to the stage?
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Like, are they coming back?
Yeah. Are you? It's a lot of, it becomes strip mining in a way, because you go, well, I can use them for a year and they're going to come in. The people are going to spend $100. They're going to pay for sitters. They're going to Uber. They're going to pay for drinks, food, tickets. You got to go up there and give them a fucking show.
Give them a show. Be a show, give him a show.
As much as I've had like ups and downs and lulls, I would rather have my success that I'm getting now when I'm at my absolute best.
You just dropped a dry bar.
No, don't tell.
Don't tell. Sorry, you have, I have a dry bar. You have a dry bar. You just dropped a don't tell, and you're about to Comics Unleashed.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how, dude, I was happy. I would have been happy with a few 100,000 views. And to get like almost, it's almost at 8 million. Over the 3 platforms, it's almost 8 million.
That's incredible.
And when I'm looking at like all of like the last.
Do you see your following?
It's going, yeah, it's going up. And every day it's going, every time I get on my phone on Instagram, it's like 7 new followers, 8 new followers. Like every day, because I'm checking it constantly. And I'm doing more social media stuff for myself. I've also upped my clips with my guy.
I asked this question too in certain situations of comics, because I know like, were you doing the refresh game on your phone when you're.
Bro, I was also playing the comment game. Like, you're just, I'm waking up at 6 a.m. to try to keep the algorithm fresh. But like, and I'm also, if you positively say something about me, I'm going to personally either give you, I'm going to respond back. It's not because I feel I have to.
Yeah, but with 8 million views, it's going to take a while to get
bro,
there.
Bro, there'll be times where I put my phone down and go, I don't want to fucking say thank you one more time. And that sounds so weird. Eventually, you can get exhausted doing anything.
I mean, at a certain point, you just got to get somebody to run that for you.
I know, it's funny. That's what I realized. I realized literally at this one, because I've had other ones do millions, but 8 were just every day for like 2 weeks. And like, man, if you're averaging, like if you got 4 million followers and your videos average a certain number, you have to hire someone.
Saying thank you is so important.
bro.
If you mean it, meaning it is the most important.
I've been the whole week. I've been saying I basically walk up to people before the show and just kind of talk and ask them where they drove from, and like a couple tonight was like, oh, I drove by an hour. I'm like, you drove an hour to see either me or a show, but either way. You knew I was here because you wouldn't have drove blindly.
So, like, we have a unique setup here at the club. It's the exiting is very choreographed. It's intentional.
Yeah.
We put everybody out one door, which puts them down the hallway. Right.
Create a little kill box.
Right past the merch. Well, right past the merch table.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's
right. So we have the other show lining up these double doors.
You funnel it. Smart.
So
yeah.
We all line up to block them, but I also do that to say thank you, and I will, if I'm here, I will personally stand there,
bro,
and thank as many people leaving as I
possibly. You understand, like I do, the personal touch is so lost today because of technology and all that stuff. When I come out and go, hey, thank, I told the crowd tonight, I get a little teared up because I'm like, guys, I don't always sell tickets, and you guys made a choice with your money about me, and that means the world to me. I'm never going to let, that's never going to, you know, because it means it means you have skin in the game when you're watching me. I'm not just a fucking amenity. You actually took your wallet out and went, I'm going to see this. Yeah. I'm going to see me. I don't take that for granted.
It's great. That's why I want my employees to mean it as well. I just thank them. We're not here just to block the door. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, yes, exit this way.
Yeah.
But hey, none of us would be here, the growth with anything without these customers.
Yeah, man. And the thing is, I think when you forget that, well, it's like clubs that, like, you don't do a lot of papering. And for those that are listening, watching, like, giving tickets away.
We don't give away. And we,
well, because that's how your club dies. That's the beginning of an end.
You know, and we have this new club in Lawrence, and I'm trying to do the same thing there I did here. So when we opened here for the first year, I didn't paper the room for a year. I'm not saying we wouldn't have had more people in here.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
But it's just your
Our
building.
Predecessors papered the shit out of this city.
Yeah.
They took the value out of the comedy club ticket. One of those clubs is no longer around. You know what I mean? And so, like, when I opened, yeah, to me, there wasn't a lot of value left in the ticket itself. So it was really important to me to put the value back
on the F&B.
Well,
yeah, I remember the meatloaf. It's like unsustainable food. Like, it's in such quality. And it's like to put it out during a comedy show. But fuck, it was one of the best plates of food you can get at a comedy club anywhere in the country.
I mean, smaller menu food's still good.
Still great.
Now.
Yeah, the smash burgers, I had those. Those are great. The cheese balls, I mean.
So, like, we held our breath for a year. And then, like, at about that 10-month mark, we really started seeing it. After we first opened, the room was packed. You know, you start seeing like 200 people in the room with six comps, and that's just like circumstantial stuff. You know what I mean? That's not papering the room. That's like, hey, we got a few people.
Yeah, I got a guest. I'm bringing some friends of mine that want to, yeah.
Right. Or maybe somebody had a mess up or a credit or something like that, right? And then COVID hit and it just all went to hell. Then you couldn't give away tickets. And so I'm trying to do the same thing in Lawrence now. I'm trying to it started off. Obviously slower couple, and we're like, no, and they're like, should we paper? I'm like, no, we shouldn't, because next week looks great, the week after that looks great, the week after that looks great. In comparison, you see the growth there, and it's like, dude, just don't paper it. It'll happen.
Let it build.
I have an opportunity to do that from scratch, and hopefully in a year we don't get another pandemic. Just let it.
No, finish. I mean, I think if it happens, it'll just be the end of us. The good news
it's
is
sign it won't.
We have kids. I feel bad. I can be bleak about the future because I don't have children. There's no skin in my game. But I look up and go, it's over. Okay. I had 41 years. You're like, my boys.
And from a performance standpoint, you can feel the difference.
Yeah, like I said, it's skin in the game.
Yeah.
If you spend money, you have you're an engaged audience member. If you get it for free, then I'm just something on Netflix.
Netflix is, you have to pay for Netflix. There's still a subscription there.
The people that get paper tickets are using someone else's password.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's just
the truth, man.
And it's just not, you're also training your audience member to wait for those tickets. Like, oh, they're going to send out a text.
That's my point. You'll never sell a ticket again. Once they get it for free,
it's really bad.
About
6 months in to being open, I'll never forget somebody come up and they're like, do you guys ever give away tickets? I'm like, why? You're here, my man. You know what I mean? Like, we'll do some holiday promo codes, or we'll do comment card raffles and things like that. Yeah. but sparingly. Like we
why waste that gun until you have to the lights are on?
It's about every 4 to 6 months that we'll send out a comment card raffle or something like that. We act, and it's and then like we learned, this is a little marketing, you know, we learned like instead of sending out a promo code for this weekend, hey, come this week, you're going to get whoever can come this weekend. So we learned, hey, if we do a comic card raffle, instead of just offering it for, hey, we want you for this weekend, look ahead on the calendar for like 5 or 6 weeks. See who think maybe we could put a little love onto. Hey, offer them 3 or 4 different weeks. That you, bro, we quadrupled the amount of people that would respond to these things, and we only have to send them out every 6 months. And yeah, then they're actually winning. Plus,
they
something.
Can see that because a comedy show is an event. It's like a concert to a degree.
Yeah,
you may go more frequently than a concert, but if you see, like you said, you sit down, they can go, well, shit, we're not free this weekend because usually last minute plans are always tough, or even a week out they already
regulars
have
regulars at comedy club are the best thing ever.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, no, like the people that you send that out to, though, like they can plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can go, hey, in a month.
Like this desperate plea.
Exactly.
Hours
it's like,
before the
hey,
show.
We want you to have fun. We want to reward you for being on the list.
Yeah.
But also look and go, do you want to come see Chris Cope or Beth Stelling? Or
yeah,
do you want to see the Bass? I can ask you a question. And
whatever you want.
What the internet guys, the guys that are purely internet,
okay,
what do they do when they come here? Is it 45 of stand-up? Is it videos?
45 to an hour. Sometimes they do videos, a little screen work. Sometimes they include a little video work in there.
I'm just curious.
If they're like YouTube guys and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's not like they're coming here doing comedy for their first time.
No, I don't think that. Of course,
but,
yeah,
like, most of the strictly social media guys still have some experience.
Like the mailman guy. The
yeah, Sean.
He's
yeah,
got an act.
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, good for, I mean, yeah, that's.
I hope so. I mean, no, he does. He does. He does have it out. I mean, he's been doing this for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Corey B, fantastic act, sells every ticket.
Great.
And couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he'll, you know, but some of the guys you just can't put on the weekends. It's like, well, you're going to come out, you're going to do a Sunday, you're going to do a Wednesday, something. I mean, I'd rather have social media, if we will, social meet. Can we do that? Social media guys midweek, come in, bring your fan base, sell out.
Because they'll sell out a Wednesday.
A show or two. And yeah, even, and then I'd rather put like a real comic on the weekend, even if we don't have as many people, get the people in midweek for the social media.
Yeah.
And then put the true professionals on the weekends who people can come out and laugh and go, God, every time I'm there, the comics are just fantastic.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that are going to come back and back
more
and back.
More and more, yeah.
Back. The Wednesday social
that's
media
a niche
warriors,
audience.
The chance of them coming back on a Friday or Saturday are lower.
They want to meet their celebrity fan. They want to meet their celebrity whatever.
But the people who are coming out to laugh on the weekend, they're going to come back and laugh. They're going to have a great time. The comics yeah, are good. The food's good. The drink's good. We're not gouging them. Like it's, you know.
Are we right above the kitchen? Because it smells like...
We're actually, what you're smelling, I think, is the jerk chicken restaurant this way of us. From
damn,
it comes up from up here. It smells good, doesn't it?
That does smell really good.
Yeah, yeah.
You hungry? I'd sit up here and just fucking, can we take a break?
You, speaking of smelling
wait, good, I lost
you,
weight.
Yeah. You,
bro, a lot of it's being on the ships.
Are you eating healthy or are you making yeah, efforts?
No, I'm not. Yeah, no glue peptides, no jabs, no nothing.
Say all that again?
No glue peptides,
what
no jabs.
That?
All the Ozempic, the jabs.
Okay.
My doctor won't give it to me.
My doctor once is going to, he's like, if you don't lose weight, I'm going to get, you're going to, I'm,
well,
I'm like,
maybe, yeah,
I don't want to take it. I'm like,
well, because I'll tell you what happened. I got as close to diabetes as you can get. And then he's like, you're not going to, once you cross that line, I don't mean to be a negative person, but you're not going to go backwards. And it was just one of those like stark reality moments. And I
were
just,
you like pre?
I was pre. I was 6.7, 6.9 diabetes. I'm 5.4 now. 5.4. Okay. I'm out of it. I'm completely out of range.
Okay.
Congratulations. Thanks. It just started with walking and eating healthy. But like I said, being on the ships, working like I can go get healthy food. I don't got to cook it. Don't got to make it. Don't got to buy it. Don't just got to put it on my plate and just being physically active. And then
portions.
Yeah. I mean, it's a concerted effort. No more sugars. No more just
you say you're done. We talked mildly for a brief second. You said you're not sure, but around 70 pounds you've lost.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd recommend to people to lose weight who aren't on cruise ships all the time?
Walk. walk every single day because I have to. Like, I mean, but now
are you treadmill walking?
No, I mean, just... I walk fresh air or treadmill. But I do both, but I'm also working out now. The first like 5 or 6 months were the fucking toughest because my body hurt the most from just extra walking. But then as my body started getting used to being active.
Are you going to the gym?
Yeah.
How often?
3 days a week.
Is that consistent 3 days a week?
Yeah, just about.
Dude, it's the hardest thing for me is like, it's not getting there. It's once you're there, keeping that routine and continuing to go back.
It's been helpful for me.
You have an accountability buddy?
I sent pictures to my brother.
Okay.
And like, but also just, I'm getting.
Does he live in LA?
No, he lives in Florida.
You're in LA, right?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. My wife and I were moving in 2 months to the mountains, an hour outside of LA.
Wait a minute. I don't want to pull the curtain back too much. But you've been roommates with J.C. Karayas.
For so long, yeah.
Since I met you guys.
I know.
You guys are both engaged or married.
Well, I'm married. He's engaged. But it's about that time. Not doing too much personal stuff, but like we're moving in with our in-laws.
Both of you?
No. My wife and I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't know if J.C.'s going to... I don't know what he's doing. I think he's going to stay at the place and try to just pay...
Just make it happen.
Yeah, which is... So much space for two people because they could fit damn near four people.
Well, they're gonna do it. They're gonna maybe they
yeah. God. Imagine his children.
Oh my God,
so loud. They'd just be so fucking like. Imagine them crying.
Oh, man, the parents.
No, the babies. He's loud as is.
Yeah,
and his kid would just be like, "Oh, that mic just comes down." It's like a drawbridge to a loud noise. Whenever I see JC drop the mic, I'm like, he's about to scream.
They'd be the sweetest.
You know what I'm talking about too. It's like loading. If we were boxing, it's like him pecking, flipping his peck before he tosses his jab. I'm like, I'd time it where I'm like, and there it is.
It's amazing what children can do to a good person.
Oh, he'd be an amazing dad.
Well,
because he had an amazing dad. It forces
you to kind of step up as a person a little bit.
Well, JC's also one of the most, which is funny. For if you listen to his act, you would think he's one of the most irresponsible individuals you'd ever meet. Couldn't be more from the fucking truth. Financially, the man's put together well. He's smart. Like, it's just so funny because his act is not... My act is very indicative of me. Like, it's very... They're very much the same thing. His is more of a... He does like to drink and have a good time, but...
No.
I know. But have you ever had a problem with JC showing up or even a whiff of unprofessionalism?
No.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. He makes fun of me. He calls me Chris. I'll meet you at the show, Cope. Can I just go back to my room and get high?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Also, my wife's a lot happier. I get to go. That's what makes the road now so much more palatable. I go back to my room. I can put my phone on my tripod on the desk and have a conversation with my wife, see her face, see the dog, and then I come home eventually. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it was years ago where, you had to stop at a... You didn't have cell phones. You didn't have...
So what's your diet like off the ship?
Oh, sorry.
Are you okay?
This week I was a little bad because I'm fucking cheese balls. I'm blaming you, buddy.
Oh, here? The grilled chicken wraps are really good.
I'll probably get that tonight.
Spinach salad you can get, nice. Which is...
But no, it's like a comedy club. I just get the healthier stuff.
Veggie plate out for you?
I ate a lot of it. Yes. Is it different than yesterday? Same
should
one?
Be the same.
Okay. Well, I've had the grapes and the strawberries and the blackberries.
Those grapes are the best grapes.
I like how you have huckleberry cheesecake.
Thank you.
I made a Tombstone reference on stage.
I'll be your huckleberry.
I also made fun of a lady because she ate the whole piece of cake. I'm like, you ate a quarter of a cheesecake, not a quarter piece of cheesecake. You ate a quarter, 25%.
No.
It's 25% of that cake.
Are it slices?
They have to be.
No, they're big cakes. No, I think there's, well, I'm looking at
Sierra. Sierra?
I think there's like,
help me out here. This is
like
bullshit.
10 to 12 slices in a cake.
It's got to be this big, man.
Oh, but
bro, they're fucking,
they're 9-inch.
They're bookends. They can hold doors up. Federal vaults could wedge on. They're big. They're delicious.
They're tall. We get colossal cakes.
Yeah.
And so they're very tall. And,
fact that people finish them, I would literally eat a third of that and take it home.
Oh, yeah. They're a lot to finish.
Take it home. Because I kept making diarrhea jokes. I'm like, lady, how much lactose you have? It's like, so like, my wife, she's like, you're lactose intolerant. I go, so what? It doesn't hurt me like everybody. Like, it just gives me gas.
Is that all?
Yeah, it doesn't give me like massive whatever. And I'm just like, gas is not a bad thing to me.
Well, you don't share a bed with you.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I don't think about it. Sometimes I don't think about other people, buddy. I'm a fucking entertainer. Yeah, for real. No, she gets so mad. She's like, why don't you get out of the bed? And I'm like,
you ever?
Who gets out of bed to fart?
You ever, like, fart? Like, as you're going to get into bed, and then you sit down on your bed, and you accidentally sit right into your fart, and you're like,
I did that while I was going to the, I was about to take a shit, and I was like, as I'm sitting down, and I'm just like, oh God, that's in my mouth. That's, I can taste that in the back of my molar.
What are we doing?
Or you fart in the shower and you steam an egg. That's the worst shit in the world.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it smells like. Fucking hot ass steamy farts. And you're just like, but it feels so good. There's nothing better than like you just eating a couple of Tums and you just feel that little bit of the calcium or the base mixing with the acid, and then 2 seconds later. Like, is that not how old you are? But I'm old enough to know, like, gas is a legitimate, like, that's a painkiller.
Me? How old me?
No, you, her.
Oh, her?
I'm just saying, like.
Oh, she's young. She's 21.
Yeah, like, you'll get it. You'll get gas where you're like, it feels just like an Oxycontin kicking in. You're like, oh, that's nice.
What are you, mid, late 30s? Are you
41.
40s? Okay.
41, still call my.
Congratulations.
Thank you, I made it.
You made it.
Yeah. I've almost been dead 7 times, but.
Do you ever grow your beard?
I can't grow a beard.
Like, you just can't?
Can't. This does not. This is.
But you have to shave.
Yeah.
You have to shave but can't grow a beard.
Yeah, because it looks awful.
That sucks.
When I grow out any facial, people start asking me how much time I have left.
Where does it not grow in? Is that the deal?
It patches. Like, I'm talking like full quarter size holes in my.
Like, all over?
I look like a rapscallion. The amount of, like, a hobo's facial hair.
Ugh. And it's something like. Like, what's the longest? Because it could be like.
Oh, I went during the pandemic and it curls out. It looks bad. I can find a photo. It looks bad. It looks
really. Can I see it?
It's three.
Let's find it. Send it to me and we'll post it.
No. I don't want to go back to COVID, man. I don't miss those days.
I want
to
see it. I want to see
so
it.
Bad.
They want to see it.
The thing is also, I can't grow hair right here. So I grow reverse Hitler, I guess is the best way to put it.
Okay.
It just,
so you really
it's
just.
It's my Prussian ancestry. Not Germanic. We left when it was still Prussia.
I just dyed this. I talked about it last week.
I dyed it
last week. To this. I just left my stripe.
But okay, I was going to say, like.
I just left, but I dyed my beard for the first time ever.
I use Jesserman shampoo. Get my brown a little bit better.
So wait a minute. Is it a coloring shampoo?
Yeah. It just makes it a little less gray.
Just a little less. Because you have some tips, right?
Yeah. No, Pauly Walnuts. You ever watch Sopranos?
Yeah.
Fucking wings.
Okay, that's what it
is. Chrissy, come here. I love me some Pauly. Dude, it's so funny. So I'm paying to do Comics Unleashed. I have to join SAG.
I think I heard my. So you have to join SAG because you just.
I was a must join from way back because I kept. I don't know how I was. I'm like a third time must join. I don't even know how the fuck. They didn't catch it 2 other times, and then this is the third time they're like. You got to join or not do it. And I was like, well.
Is it going to help you get other things?
The Comics Unleashed?
The being in SAG.
At this point, I had 2 options. It was either I piss off the booker of that show, which doesn't always help.
Yeah.
I'd have to cancel because I couldn't do it. And then something's going to happen down the road where I would, TV related or not, I'm probably going to have to join. So it's just. Better to do it now.
Just do it now.
And dude, randomly, this is weird, but I had a residual come in, and it was $2 off from what my down payment's going to be for SAG. How crazy is that? Like, came in yesterday. Like, I was literally the same day. I was like, "Fuck, I'm going to have to join." There's no getting around it.
That's a good residual, then, right?
Yeah, from Dry Bar.
Okay. Oh, it's not SAG related, but you had a random check come in.
Yeah, and I was like, it was literally $2 or $3. Yeah, it was like $3 off.
That's nice, because I think you were talking to Jeremy, one of our social guy, and he was kind of telling me about that.
It wasn't fun. I'm not happy about, like, because it's like $3,000 to join SAG that I'm just going to pull out of my ass. But now I'm going to tell my new management, I'm like, hey, why don't we try to make this money back?
Sierra just gave me she went like this, and that means 5 minutes, and I got really sad.
Sorry.
I got sad.
Who's watching your kids?
They're at home.
They're old enough now to watch themselves?
Like 11, 10.
I was a latchkey kid.
For a short time.
It's yeah.
I'm not too, but it took a long time to get to that point. It's weird because I trust them individually more than together.
My brother and I are the same way. My mom could trust me to watch him, but But if we commiserate, we're fucking.
Like if
she
if
wants, she kept us pitted against each other because she goes, it's the only way I can keep you under control if you're both fighting at each other. Because together, if you guys could learn, once we figured out, when we planned up, we could run circles around my mom.
So like I weirdly trust them individually. Like if one's at a sleepover and one's at home, almost a little more comfortable than if they're both at home together because they'll fight and
they'll fucking like, you know, my brother and I.
No, they're actually good boys.
No, I know.
Like they're responsible.
We're not.
No.
We took my mom's car when I was like 15 and he was like 13.
Okay.
And I got him on top of the roof and we started doing donuts on a dirt road. I threw him off into the bushes.
Oh my God.
Hurt him pretty bad. But yeah.
I took my parents' car. I took my mom's car one time and would have gotten away with it. You know what I did? Fucking hit the garage, pulling into the garage. Fucking
the last lap, the fucking checkered flag. You burned out crossing the finish line. Christ, bro.
Like a Chrysler.
It's like getting pregnant as you're pulling out.
She was so mad.
Yeah. What was it? A Chrysler what?
LHS. I think it's like just a nice.
Oh, okay.
It was 20 years ago at the time it was. So, I know she's going to tell. We got to,
go.
Sad. So, where can people find you?
Everything is at Chris Cope Comedy.
Okay. And you will just have been on Comics Unleashed. So go back and
check it out.
Whoever's booking that show is booking it wonderfully. They know who's funny. Whoever's booking Comics Unleashed right now has a really good.
I can tell you his name.
Has their finger on working comedians today. Because I see the people they're booking, and they're booking funny, funny comedians. A lot of our comics are on.
Well, they're doing 100 episodes. It's a little behind it. Byron Allen just bought the time slot.
Did he?
Yeah. So it's on CBS, but it's not a CBS property. It's a Byron Allen. The reason, before this is actually a good thing to end on, when I first moved to LA.
Is Byron Allen producing the show?
Yeah. It's Byron Allen's whole thing. So when I first, I'll be quick. When I first got to LA, I was on the long list for Comics Unleashed. And then eventually they stopped taping. So I never got to do it. And there was a time I was going down to the Byron Allen lot to do Justice with Judge Christina Perez, a court TV show. It's one of those first things you do. And I saw a comedian, Josh Blue, another guy, Dan Gabriel. And they're like, Cope, are you doing Comics Unleashed? And I'm like, no, I'm doing Justice with Judge. And I played a guy who got caught in a magic trick and I shit my pants. So the fact that I get to do this now means a lot.
I wish, come back soon so we can talk about Comics Unleashed more.
Yeah, I got you.
Follow them where they follow you.
At Chris Cope Comedy. Everything's the same. CCC.
All right. Follow Chris at Chris Cope Comedy. Follow the Comedy Club at the Comedy Club.
I'll be in Lawrence sometime this year.
Yeah. Or at the Comedy Club LFK. Yeah. Subscribe to the podcast right here. Hit subscribe right here on YouTube. Tell your friends. Share. Go back. Watch previous episodes. Go watch his roommate, JC Carias.
Yes.
Been on a couple times. Friend of the club, the show, all of it. All right. Bye, guys. I love you. Bye.
Be safe, guys. Take your ease. We'll see you next time.